Welcome to KUOW's Speakers Forum. I'm your host, John O'Brien. In this web-only episode, the largest march in Seattle history took place last Saturday, January 21st. You can listen here to some of the speeches you may have missed at the Seattle Women's March because, you know, Judkins Park can't hold over 100,000 people. Some estimates say as many as 140,000 people attended the rally in March. Here, Mistress of Ceremonies Charmaine Sly introduces the first speaker. Please note, this talk contains some unedited language of an adult nature.
I want to thank you for being here today. We are going to start today with the word of Maya Angelou, read by Lindsay Zay Summers. Still I Rise by Maya Angelou. You may write me down in history with your bitter, twisted lies. You may trod me in the very dirt, but still, like dust, I rise. Does my sassiness upset you? Why are you beset with gloom? 'Cause I walk like I've got oil wells pumping in my living room. Just like moons and like suns with the certainty of tides. Just like hope springing high, still I'll rise. Did you want to see me broken? Bowed head and lowered eyes? Shoulders falling down like teardrops weakened by my soulful cries? Does my haughtiness offend you? Don't you take it awful hard, 'cause I laugh like I've got gold mines digging in my own backyard. You may shoot me with your words. You may cut me with your eyes. You may kill me with your hatefulness, but still, like air, I'll rise. Does my sexiness upset you? Does it come as a surprise that I dance like I've got diamonds at the meeting of my thighs? Out of the huts of history's shame, I rise. Up from a past that's rooted in pain, I rise. I'm a black ocean, leaping and wide, welling and swelling, I bear in the tide. Leaving behind nights of terror and fear, I rise. Into a daybreak that's wondrously clear, I rise. Bringing the gifts that my ancestors gave, I am the dream and the hope of the slave. I rise. I rise, I rise. Thank you, Lindsay. We have 24 speakers today. Not all of them up here, we got four up here. Along your route today, there will be people on a soapbox speaking. We ask that as you pass by, you open your ears and your hearts and listen. So whether you are being silent or chanting, we ask to respect those speakers. And just like let this be, you know, she kept talking about it, and still I rise. Let that be our mantra today. Let me hear it from you. And still I rise. One more time.
And still I rise.
Man, that's powerful, isn't it? So our speakers here today on this platform are going to help you in using that. We're going to hear from our speaker, and then you join in with And Still I Rise. Thank you.
All right. Good morning, Seattle. Good morning. This is an amazing day. I will rise. Seattle, we will rise in an amazing way today. Thrilled to be here. My name is Colleen Echohawk, and I'm the enrolled member of the Pawnee Nation of Oklahoma and the Upper Athabasca people of Seattle. And I am thrilled to be here with you today. I want us to do something as we begin. I would like you to look down. I would like you to look at the ground where we are at right now. Right now, we are on Coast Salish territory. We are guests here. We are honored to be in this place. I would like to pay my respects to the native people of this land, the Coast Salish people, and give honor to the signers of the Point Elliott Treaty and all the surrounding tribes, the Duwamish, the Suquamish, the Suquamish, the Tulalip. This is their place. Let's give it up for them. I want to hear a big round of applause for our Coast Salish tribes. This day is unprecedented and amazing. My Indigenous sisters, they're out there. They're going to lead the march today. They will be at the head. We will not be at the end. We will be at the head, leading the way in a way that we have not done in this city before. We lead with power and strength and with resiliency. We know what it's like to face misogyny. We know what it's like to not have our voices heard. We know what it's like to be the last people invited to the table. And yet, we have resisted, we have survived, we have endured, and we are here, and we will rise. We have fought against laws that have threatened us, that allowed for violence against Native women to be unreported and unrecognized. They thought they could rape us without consequence and without thought to our humanity. They tried to silence and quiet our voices, but we fought and we won. We understand, our Indigenous community, we understand the vulgar threats made by weak men who prey against the most vulnerable. We have been there before, and we are unafraid. They tried to keep us out of this very city, a city that's named after a great chief. They passed legal ordinances in the 1800s to keep Native people out of the streets of Seattle. We stand in solidarity with our sisters who are undocumented, who face the threat of deportation. We understand the threat of removal. We have been here before, and we are unafraid. They tried to strip us of our culture, of everything we hold dear, everything that was sacred. They pushed us into the worst places. They pushed us out of our homelands. They institutionalized our children. They tried to strip us of our voices. But my ancestors resisted. They spoke their languages. They upheld their traditional values. And my Indigenous sisters and I are here today because of their resolve and courage. We understand the threat of patriarchy, and we stand against it. My friends, we have been here before, and we are unafraid. They tried to destroy our religions. They forbade our dances, our ceremonies, and songs. They burned down our houses of worship. We know the threat of religious persecution, and we stand with our Muslim American relatives who face discrimination and prejudice because of their faith. We have been here before, and we are unafraid. My ancestors were called heathens and savages, but today my Indigenous sisters and I, we will sing our traditional songs. We will dance our prayers on these streets, the same streets that were illegal for us to walk. And with unrelenting strength, we will beat our drums and we will remember our ancestors who walked ahead of us, who are with us now, and we will not be stopped. We know, as Indigenous people, the threat of intimidation and attempts to silence our voices. We have been here before and we are unafraid. And now is the time to take seriously our responsibilities to Mother Earth, to stand alongside our relatives at Standing Rock, to fight against the Dakota Access Pipeline. This is not the first time they've tried to dump illegal waste and environmental hazards on our tribal land. We know the threats against our tribal sovereignty. We have been here before, and we're unafraid. Respond with intensity and a unified focus to take direct action on behalf of our most vulnerable citizens, to see equality and justice in our churches, schools, and government. Can we boldly move women of color to the front? To sit at every table, not as an afterthought, not as a token, but with a true desire to hear our voices and follow our lead as we follow the footsteps of our ancestors. can we actively seek out that which is different and unknown, to visit each other's mosques, churches, and synagogues, and invite each other into our homes, to look into the eyes of that person who's experiencing homelessness and truly see them. Can we really listen to each other? Because we're not done yet. We're at the very beginning. My ancestors, they sacrificed everything so that I can stand here today. They survived genocide, and they wanted more than survival for me and for each of us. They had bigger dreams for us, and those dreams are not yet fulfilled. The best is still to come. The ancestors' strength and endurance flows through my blood, flows through my children, my son True, and my daughter Zoe, who stands with me on this stage. They are strong. We are strong. We are capable and unafraid. We have been here before. We are unafraid. We will endure. We will endure. We will fight, and we will have courage. We are unafraid. Thank you.
It is so good to be with you today. In moments like this, I find myself returning to three things: to prayer, to family, particularly my chosen family, and to the wisdom of the people who have endured and survived. Too often, and we are called to choose, to take sides. And as a woman born in Seattle, of indigenous roots, of Mexican farm worker immigrants, and of German Mennonite farmers, I've often been told to choose whether I'm about women's rights, or immigrant rights, or social justice, or racial justice. And for me, it's always been only one thing. I am for humanity, I am for Mother Earth, and I am for recognizing that you cannot divide us. Our liberation is bound with each other. And yet it is important to remember that we are not afraid, but I do want to say it is okay if you feel fear, because we are standing on the edge of the unknown, and we are filled with emotions, whether it's rage or fear or feelings of isolation. We are in a place where you could feel groundless, except for the earth beneath your feet, except for the breath that comes within every single time, that air that you're breathing, and except for the warmth of the body next to you. Together, we can face fear, and we must become familiar with it and look it in the eye. Not as a way to solve the problem, but because if you are one that shows white privilege, that as Americans, we all have privilege, if we are not at this moment willing to face and recognize that there is a need for a complete undoing of old ways of seeing, of hearing, of smelling, of tasting, and thinking. Fear, if you feel it, is a natural reaction of moving closer to the truth. And we as Americans cannot go backwards. What we are seeing right now is a history of racial discrimination, of structural oppression of the First Peoples. And it is important that we do not become comfortable, that we continue to rest and be in our discomfort. and to remember that many people have gone through this before. And if this is just your first time waking up, welcome to our world. Stand with us. Step with us. But do not go in front of us. It is important that you, in our desire to want to do, that we will trample those that we need to stand with. That we make sure that we, especially today, is a perfect practice of this. As we are marching together, may we recognize the person around us. May we not become frustrated because we're not moving quickly enough. May we recognize that the whole point is about being here now together, all of us. And so I want to share with you a prayer that always comes to me in these moments. It's the prayer of the farm worker struggle. I'm going to pray it first in Spanish, and then I'm going to ask you to pray it with me in English. Enséñame el sufrimiento de los más desafortunados. Así conoceré el dolor de mi pueblo. Líbrame a orar por los demás. Porque estás presente en cada persona. Ayúdame a tomar responsabilidad de mi propia vida. Solo así seré libre al fin. Concédeme valentía para servir al prójimo, porque en la entrega hay vida verdadera. Concédeme honradez y paciencia, porque yo pueda trabajar junto con otros trabajadores. Alúmbranos con el canto y la celebración para que levanten el espíritu entre nosotros. Que el espíritu florezca y crezca para que no nos cansemos entre la lucha. Nos acordamos de los que han caído por la justicia, porque a nosotros han entregado la vida. Ayúdanos a amar aún a los que nos odian. Así podremos cambiar el mundo. Show me the suffering of the most miserable, so I will know my people's plight. Free me to pray for others, for you are present in every person. Grant me courage to serve others, for in service there is true life. Give me honesty and patience so that I can work with others. Bring forth song and celebration, so that the Spirit will be alive among us. Let the Spirit flourish and grow, so we will never tire of the struggle. And let us remember those who have died for justice, for they have given us life. And I ask you to repeat this last one after me. Help us love,
even those who hate us,
so we can change the world. I close with this. Worry less about being perfect, so we may all embrace more fully Gandhi's words. Whatever you do will not be enough, but it matters enormously that you do it. And still I rise.
And still I rise.
And still I rise. And still I rise.
And still I rise.
Woo! Hello, everybody. You would not believe the view from up here. It's nothing but nasty women in pussy hats and bad hombres. My name is Chris Charbonneau, and I'm the CEO of Planned Parenthood of the Great Northwest and the Hawaiian Islands. And like many of us here, I have been an activist for reproductive justice and rights for decades. And I can see that some of you are old enough to be that too. And what that has taught me is that there's absolutely no time in our history that anyone has been willing to hand women
or people in any disenfranchised community power. There's no time when we can stop fighting for power over our own bodies and our own lives. The last march I did, I marched with a group of elderly gentlemen, emergency room physicians for choice. They were in their scrubs, and they were saying to me, as a somewhat younger woman, don't imagine that you understand the horror that it was before Roe versus Wade. And right now, there is no question what is at stake, especially for the most vulnerable women among us. 2.5 million women will lose reproductive health care if Congress has its way and defunds Planned Parenthood. They intend to not worry a lot about the lack of pap smears, the affordable contraceptive care, cancer screenings, the birth control, sexually transmitted diseases, infections that get screened and treated for, and they must be stopped. Standing with us in this fight are our good elected officials, Governor Jay Inslee, who's marching with us, Senator Maria Cantwell, and thousands more who are in the crowd. Show them some love. They're the good people. And there's so much more all of us have to lose because no one of us is a single issue voter. Many of us have five of these things in common. So Congress is coming after our reproductive rights, our immigration rights, our rights to other health care, our LGBTQI rights, social safety net programs, concern for the disabled, racial equity protections, and many, many more. But we're not giving up, are we? I look out of all of you and I see new momentum in the fight for reproductive health care and all these other issues that matter to us. Some of us here today are becoming active for the first time, and many others have been fighting for justice all their lives, whether they wanted to or not, because of their skin color, religion, gender, sexual orientation, disability, or national origin. But today, we are all here together. And together we'll harness this energy and create a unified front against hate or intolerance. An action against any of us is an action against all of us. Together, arm in arm, we're mounting the largest effort to fight back and protect the rights of women and all people. And we're going to have to keep fighting back together now and 6 months from now and 2 years from now when we have a chance to make more change, and 4 years from now when we have a chance to roll this whole nightmare back. We won't stand for injustice, we won't go back, and we all have to be doing more than talking and marching. So here is what we need to do. Sign up with the organizations that you see here on this mall. Learn about what it takes to help. Show up, go to events and make your presence known and see what's going on out there. Listen, you've heard the other speakers say, and I have to say it, we can't say it enough. We have to listen to those around us before we act. And get care. I gotta tell y'all, run to your doctors right now. Because we're not exactly sure how this is going to turn out, except in the long haul, we're going to win it, right? And I'll say it again. We won't stand for injustice. We won't go back. And we're going to stand together and fight together, taking action today and every day. And still I rise! Thank you so much for coming.
American Muslim Empowerment Network. Thank you. I am an American Muslim woman, and I am proud, powerful, and here to stay. Muslims have been part of the U.S. since before it was a country. Up to 30% of slaves brought from Africa were Muslim. Today, over 50,000 American Muslims are doctors, saving lives every day. The rest of us are lawyers, nurses, teachers, firefighters, volunteers, and other positive contributors to our communities. As Van Jones recognized, the American Muslim community has the lowest crime rates, highest entrepreneurship, and highest educational attainment for women in our country. But this reality is distorted through falsehoods and fear-mongering. Well-funded anti-Muslim hate groups have spent over $200 million to demonize Islam and Muslims. Most Americans don't personally know a Muslim, and it's easy to dehumanize a minority you don't know. Islam is also the most mentioned religion in mainstream media, and according to research, most of that coverage is defamatory. As a result, we have the highest number of reported anti-Muslim hate crimes in U.S. history in 2015. When hate speech and conspiracy theories against a minority are constantly spread, they lead to hate crimes and some of the darkest chapters in history. It's in this context that our mosque sign in Redmond was viciously attacked twice in less than a month. That a young student wearing hijab was hit in the face with a glass bottle at UW. That a teenage girl suffered a concussion and bruised ribs after getting beaten in Everett by a man yelling anti-Muslim slurs at her. And that some people even cheered when the mosque in Bellevue was burned. This is what's happening. But today, it's about turning anger into action. Yes. I'll post a full action sheet on the Women's March Facebook page. But for now, here are three actions you can take. One, meet American Muslims and learn about Islam. Visit a mosque, attend a talk, and say hello to the hundreds of American Muslims here today, marching in solidarity with movements like Black Lives Matter, because Black Lives Matter, we believe that. And standing with all of you for what's right, for black, brown, or white, Muslim, Christian, or Jew, straight, or LGBTQ, and yes, women's rights too. And for the longtime immigrant or new, documented or not, because we're all immigrants, except our indigenous sisters and brothers, and we stand on tribal land. Action two, call out Islamophobia and fight against it, especially if your religion, skin color, or gender grants you privilege. This could mean denouncing Islamophobia along with racism and homophobia on your signs, speaking out when someone is harassed or attacked, and calling on your representatives to act against proposals like religious registries that violate our American freedoms. And three, publicly speak about the lives and contributions of the American Muslims you know through mainstream media and social networks to humanize and personalize Muslims for our fellow Americans, and overcome fear and falsehoods. Your actions and words can counter the hate, change hearts and minds, and maybe save a child's life. Please, please, please use your incredible power and potential, because as Dr. King said, in the end, we will remember not the words of our enemies, but the silence of our friends. And we are all friends here. So now, get loud to send a message, to send a message that we are stronger together and that love conquers hate. And now, say it with me. Still I rise.
Still I rise.
Still I rise.
Still I rise. Still I rise. Still I rise.
Thank you.
That's it for this podcast of Speakers Forum, brought to you from the record-setting Seattle Women's March on Saturday, January 21st. Tune in again soon.